you want to know how many miles it is from here to Stillwater, what would you ask me?
Well, I don't know. I'd probably say whether it's how many miles or how far it is to Stillwater.
Mm-hmm. And if we're going someplace together and I start off ahead and you want me to stop, what would you tell me to do?
Wait a certain place.
Oh, why?
Well, if I was behind, I might want to catch up.
I was wondering if you'd say wait for me or wait on me.
Well, I don't know. I guess you could. If you was ahead, I guess it'd be right for you to wait for me or wait on me. It wouldn't make any much difference. That there's the difference in the words. It's all the same, but
yeah. People use one place and use another one another place. If you're doing something over there and you want to get my attention, what would you say to me?
Well, I'd have to say, looky here, or what do you think about this, or something like that. What do you think about this deal?
Mm-hmm. And parts of the body, this is my
forehead.
Which one is this?
What are you rubbing your ear? That's your right ear.
Uh-huh. And if I had a lot of whiskers, you'd say I'd grown a
beard.
And this is my in there.
Palate, your mouth.
Uh-huh. This is a
well, that's them front teeth. I don't know what the name of
and
it.
And this one, just one, they're all teeth, and this is a and these, my teeth fit into my
gum.
Now my hand, this is my
palm.
And these are
your fists.
And in here to make it bend, there's a
wrist joint.
Mm-hmm. And this is my
chest.
And these are my
shoulder.
How about this area from back here up to here on my leg?
Over your thigh.
Uh-huh. And if I get like this, what do you say I'm doing?
I'd say you're squatting down.
Oh, is this ever called hunkering?
Yeah, some calls it that. Or get down a little lower, sit down, you know.
Uh-huh.
Draw your feet up under you.
Uh-huh. And if a person can lift, say 200 pounds, you say he's mighty what?
Out.
And he has a great deal of.
He's got a great deal of strength.
A person who laughs a lot and takes a joke well, you say he's what?
Well, he's good natured and full of pretty good humor, fella. That's what they used to say about me. He said, old Tom, I never saw him bad and I was always laughing about something.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to be, too.
Well, I said that's but if you get old sourpuss around here, you're going to die someday.
A person who, we'll say a boy of 16 or 17, who bumps into things and can't control his feet, you say he's what?
Awkward.
And a person, boy, I went through that. I was never going to get out of it. A person who never spends a dime, you say he's?
He's a tight wad, I'm telling you.
A person who's 80, say, and still goes to town regularly, goes to the fair, and takes in all the social activities, and does his work, you say he's what?
You say 80.
Yeah. 80 or 90?
He's pretty active.
And if he has a good mind, what do you say about him? Even at that age?
Well, let me see. He's got a terrible good memory, I'd say that for him.
Would these people be called peert or pert?